Today, we'd like to see Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 to 43, under the title of A Son Stood Still, to online words multitudes. We'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 9, Joshua therefore came upon them suddenly, having marched all light from Gilgal. Why was he able to do so? Question 2. In verse 13, so the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. What does the phrase of the sun stood still and the moon stopped mean? Last question 3. In this chapter, how many times over utterly destroyed are shown? Why did Joshua utterly destroy the enemies? First of all, we want to see background. To get out the Bible map on your Bible would be helpful to understand where Joshua conquered. In the last time, Israelites made a treaty with the inhabitants of Gibeon by deceit, but under oath. Also is irrevocable, unilateral promise before the Lord. Joshua chapter 9, verse 12, 13, 18, 27. This bread of ours we took a hut for our provision from our houses on the day we departed to come to you. But now look, it is dry and moldy. So Gibeonite deceived to Israelite, to Joshua, the leader of Israelite. Verse 13, and these wineskins which we filled were new, and see, they are torn, and these are our garments and our sandals have become old because are torn and because of a very long journey. Verse 18, but the children of Israel did not attack them because the ruler of a congregation had sworn to them by the Lord God of Israel because of oath sworn, you know, by the Lord God of Israel. That's why even if Israelites discovered that treaty based upon cheat, based upon deceit, but they could not destroy or make that treaty void because their oath, their vow by the Lord God of Israel. And all the congregation complained against the rulers of Israel. Verse 27, and that day Joshua, the leader of Israel, made them wood cutters and water carriers. So they used the Jebusites as slaves to work as wood cutters and water carriers for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord in the place which he would choose even to this day. Then verse 1, now it came to pass when Adoni Zedek, king of Jerusalem, heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed, utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and its camp. So Adoni Zedek, Zedek means righteousness, Adoni means Lord, so Lord of righteousness. So compared to the king of Jerusalem, in Abraham's time, Melchizedek, king of righteousness, Melchizedek king, after Zedek, righteousness, is similarly. Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, or king of peace, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High. But here, Adonijah was enemy to Israelites. So Jerusalem heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it. Jerusalem not conquered by Joshua until David became king years later. As he had done to Jericho and its king, so he had done to Ai and its kings, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made a peace with Israel based upon deceit and vow, and were among them, that they feared the enemy of Israel, they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city, like one of the royal cities, and very important cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all its men were mighty. Therefore, Adonijah, you know, the leader over the other is the four enemy allied countries. So king of Jerusalem sent to Hoham, king of Hebron. Hebron is about 20 miles south from Jerusalem, or 32 kilometers southbound from Jerusalem. And Piram king of Jarmuth, Japhita king of Lachish, and Debir king of Eglon, saying. So you may find out five cities, Jerusalem, Jarmuth, Hebron, Lachish, Eglon. Come up to me and help us. So they made allies against Israelites and Gibeonites. So they want to attack the Gibeonites because the Gibeonites who had a treaty with the Israelites. Come up to me and help me that we may attack Gibeon, for it has made a peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore, the five kings of Amorites, that's Amorite, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. So five kings gathered together and went up, they and all their armies, and camped before Gibeon and made war against the Ads. So allied against Gibeon. Verse 6, and the men of Gibeon, or Gibeonites, sent to Joshua at the camp at Gilgal, saying, do not forsake your servants or your slaves. Come up, because your slaves to work as woodcutter and water carriers. Come up to us quickly. Basically, help us, save us, and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites who dwell in the mountains have gathered together against us. So ask Joshua to help Gibeonite against the allied Amorite attacks. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor or mighty men of courage. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them. Because the Lord, you know, gave Joshua a particular word, do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hands. So God gave his word to Joshua, not a man of them shall stand before you. God already gave the promise to Moses to conquer the promised land. So this is a particular, this instance, God gave his word. Joshua, therefore meaning Joshua, faith, so unwavering faith of the word of God without doubt, in verse 8. That's why, therefore, Joshua came upon them suddenly, having marched all light from Gilgal. So the question and the reason is because of verse 8 in God's word. Then is verse 10. So the Lord routed them before Israel, killed them with great slaughter at Gibeon, chased them along the road that goes to Beth Horon, and struck them down as far as Azekah and Makeda, where you find this on the map in a tube. And it happened as they fled before Israel and were on the descent or down of Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven. So just think about like a diameter, 8 inches, or 20 centimeter hailstones in the last South Dakota. You know, that kind of big hailstone struck, you know, the enemies on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died from the hailstones than the children of Israel killed with the sword. So God intervened in this battle. So all victory come from the Lord. This attitude is important to us when we succeed. We often get credit by ourselves rather than to Him alone, because He gave us our life, He gave us circumstances, He gave us strength, He gave us wisdom. So all glory should be given to God. God gives us a life, ability, power, and so on. Verse 12, then Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorite before the children of Israel, and he sat in the side of Israel, son stand still over Gibeon. So Gibeon's sun stand, so basically prolonged the daytime, and moon in the valley of Aijalon. The valley of Aijalon is between Gibeon and Jarmuth, that area is a valley, till the people had, then verse 13, so the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. This is a question, so what does this phrase mean? The sun stood still, the moon stopped. So the day basically was prolonged, so three kinds of meaning. Number one, stopping, literally stopping the earth's traveling around the sun and the moon traveling around the earth. So that means, number two, by slowing the earth and moon's traveling, that's number two. Number three, by sun's stronger ray, that's why the day could get longer time, so the stronger ray. So I think it's number one, requires. Number one requires meaning actually God stopped the earth traveling around the sun and the moon traveling around the earth. Requires a faith that God is big enough, strong enough, or powerful enough to stop the traveling. Based upon Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens, the earth, or Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power. So based upon requires the faith. Faith is hearing by the word of God. So faith over God's word. his power, exceeding greatness, his power toward us who believe according to the working of the mighty power. So God is mighty power. So the book of Joshua is one example, David's funeral song for Saul, Jonathan's death. So that's why Joshua is basically a certain like a song based upon actual historical event. 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. Then David lamented this lamentation of Saul and of Jonathan who died, his son, and he told them to teach the children of Judah the song of the bow. Indeed, it is written in the book of Joshua. So here, verse 14, and there has been no day like that before it or after it, and the Lord heeded the voice of a man. So the voice of a man, who is Joshua, for the Lord fought for Israel. So all Christians is like the same the Lord who fought for them. This faith is needed. So all Christians, this kind of faith, you know, the Lord fought for Israel. So the Lord fought for our life. Then verse 15, then Joshua returned and all Israel with him to camp at Gilgal. But these five kings had fled and hidden themselves in a cave at Makkedah. Makkedah, you could find out after Passover Eglon, that is Makkedah. And it was told to Joshua, saying, the five kings have been found hidden in the cave at Makkedah. So Joshua said, roll large stones against the mouth of the cave and set men by it to guard them. And do not stay there yourselves, but pursue your enemies and attack their rear guard. Do not allow them to enter their cities, for the Lord your God has delivered them into your hand, based upon Joshua's faith. Then it happened while Joshua and the children of Israel made an end of slaying them with a very great slaughter till they had finished. So as Israelite soldiers killed all the enemy soldiers, then the five Amorite kings were locked in the cave. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace. No one moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then Joshua said, open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings to me from the cave. And they did so and brought out those five kings to him from the cave. The king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon. So it was when they brought out those kings to Joshua, Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war who went with him, come near, put your feet on the necks of these kings. This ceremony is a symbol of victor's dominion over his captives. So, and they drew near and put their feet on their necks. Then Joshua shouted to them, do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, or nor be discouraged. Be strong and of good courage. For thus the Lord will do to all your enemies against whom you fight, based upon God's word. And afterwards, Joshua struck them and killed them and hanged them on five trees, and they were hanging on the tree until evening. So it was at the time of going down of the sun that Joshua commanded, and they took them down from the trees, cast them into the cave where they had been hidden, and laid the large stones against the cave's mouth, which remained until this very day, when is written, particularly this book. On that day, Joshua took a Makkedah and struck it, and its king with the edge of the sword. He utterly destroyed them. So here again, utterly destroyed them here again. All the people who were in it, he let none remain. He also did to the king of Makkedah as he had done to the king of Jericho, Makkedah 2. Then Joshua passed from Makkedah. Makkedah is originally not, you know, allied the king, but Joshua killed Makkedah king too. And all Israel with him to Libnah, and they fought against Libnah, and the Lord also delivered it, its king, into the hand of Israel, Libnah too. He struck it and all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword. He let none remain in it, but did it to its king as he had done to the king of Jericho. So completely destroyed. Then Joshua passed from Libnah. Libnah is also not originally five, you know, Amorite kings, allied kings, and all Israel with him to Lachish. Lachish, original one, and to encamp against it and fought against it. And the Lord delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, who took it on the second day and struck it and all the people who were in it with the edge of the sword, according to all that he had done to Libnah. Then Horam, king of Gezer, came out to help Lachish, and Joshua struck him too, and his people, until he left him none remaining, which meaning completely destroyed. From Lachish, Joshua passed to Eglon, and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it, and fought against it. They took it on that day, and struck it with the edge of the sword. All the people who were in it, he utterly destroyed. Again, utterly destroyed here, that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. So basically Joshua, there is the leader of the Israelites, and utterly destroyed the enemies. So Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with it to Hebron, and they fought against it, and they took it and struck it with the edge of the sword. Its king, all its cities, and all the people who were in it, so completely destroyed. He left none remaining according to all that he had done to Eglon, but utterly destroyed it and all the people who were in it. Then Joshua returned and all Israel with him to Debir, and they fought against it. Debir is southbound from Hebron. And he took it and its king and all its cities. They struck them with the edge of the sword and utterly destroyed again all the people who were in it. He left none remaining as he had done to Hebron. So he did it to Debir too, and its king, as he had done also to Libnah and its king. So Joshua conquered all the land, the mountain country and the south and the low land, and the wilderness slopers and all their kings. He left none remaining, but utterly destroyed all that breathed, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded. So totally utterly destroyed six times. Verse 1, 20, 35, 37, 39, 40. Why? Because here. Because God, the Lord God of Israel, had commanded utterly destroyed. Because Israel might have been influenced by their idol worshippers. That's why utterly destroyed. Verse 41, and Joshua conquered them from Kadesh Barnea, as far as Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even as far as Gibeon, all these kings and their land Joshua took at one time, because the Lord of God of Israel fought for Israel. So Joshua conquered the southern part, latter territory of Judah, tribes and Benjamin tribes of the promised land of Canaan. Then Joshua returned and all Israel with him to camp at Gilgal. So the Lord of God Israel fought for Israel. This kind of heart to our life is needed. We shouldn't be slaves of any flesh, such as pride, fornication, addictions, and so on. Let's see each question's answer. In verse 9, Joshua therefore come upon them suddenly, having marched all night from Gilgal. Why was he able to do so? Therefore, so verse 8 answer, because Joshua believed God's word without doubt. So verse 8 said, do not fear them. Do not fear Amorite five enemies, for I have delivered them into your hand. Into a man of them shall stand before you. That's the answer. Question 2 in verse 13. So the sun stood still, the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, did not hasten go down for about a whole day. What does the phrase of the sun stood still and the moon stopped mean? That means God stopped the sun, actually meaning God stopped the earth traveling around the sun. The moon stopped meaning God stopped the moon traveling around the earth. That means, so we believe that God created the heaven, the earth. So God is strong enough, you know, to stop the traveling. That's based on. But the two other explanations, slowing traveling or in a strong ray, over sun ray given. So we do not accept two other interpretation based upon we believe God, the creator, without doubt. Whatever he wants, he can do it. Almighty God. Last question in this chapter, how many times of utter destroyed are described? Why did Joshua utterly destroy the enemies? Because the total is 6 times destroyed, we can see. Verse 1, 28, 35, 37, 39, 40. Why? The Lord God of Israel had commanded. That's why. So that is because Israelites might have influenced by their idol worshippers. Let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace, so we will conclude our Bible study.